理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We continue with our lesson today called Companies with a Heart.
Hi friends, I'm your teacher Steve. Yesterday we looked at a company called Timberland, and they're making a difference by doing community outreaches all over the world. Let's look at another company called Pfizer and see what they're doing to make a difference. Join us on page 35 on line 1.
Companies with a Heart. Pfizer. In September 2003, Sandra Logue left her job in Seattle for 5 months to volunteer in Uganda. There, she trained nurses in women and children's health care. Some of those nurses were the only health care worker in their villages. Logue was part of Pfizer's Global Health Fellows program. Pfizer, the world's largest drug company,established the program in 2003. Every year, Pfizer sends 20 to 30 of their staff members to volunteer in developing countries. The volunteers contribute their knowledge to help solve health problems worldwide.
Well, as Steve already mentioned, we've already talked about one company. We're moving on to another company now called Pfizer.
Okay, Pfizer is a pharmaceutical or medicine company. They make medicine and they sell it all over the world. In fact, we'll find out that it's actually the world's largest medicine company. Well, in September 2003, Sandra Logue left her job in Seattle for 5 months to volunteer in Uganda. So Ms. Logue is an employee of Pfizer.
Okay, an employee at Pfizer, and she left her job for 5 months, it says, to volunteer in Uganda. Uganda is a country in Africa, and so she went there for 5 months. She wanted to volunteer and have an experience that she probably had never had before.
Okay, when we say she left her job, we can think that she left her job temporarily, okay? She didn't leave her job permanently. She just left so that she could volunteer in Uganda,for a few months.
Right. If she was probably leaving permanently, we would say she quit her job and went to Uganda for 5 months. Well, in Uganda, it says there she trained nurses in women and children's health care. So that was her main reason for going there. She wanted to train others to help them, in this area of medicine.
Okay, so she has some background herself. She has some knowledge. Perhaps she was a nurse at one time herself, and she wants to pass on this information, pass on this knowledge, pass on some skills to some people who need it. Those people live in Uganda.
Okay, so she wanted to train nurses in women and children's health care specifically. So a lot of times in medicine, we have specific fields of medicine, and hers was more in the areas of women and children's health care.
Okay, health care is the prevention or the treatment and the management of illnesses. And so this woman, Sandra Logue, wanted to go and help train these people in health care, particularly when it comes to women and children.
Right, to train them to know how to care for these people with their special needs. Now, these women and, of course, children in these kinds of countries, underdeveloped countries, would have specific needs that maybe other people would not have. So she would train nurses so they would know how to treat these needs.
Some of those nurses that she is training, they are the only health workers in their villages. So imagine the importance of having someone in the village who knows something about medicine, who knows something about children's health and women's health, because when something happens, if someone gets sick, they're the only ones that the villagers can turn to.
Okay, and many of these health workers in these places have some very basic skills. They know certain things that help people, but they're very limited. They haven't had the training, perhaps. They don't have the equipment. So they need this extra training.
Okay, the good news is Pfizer, the company, is sending people to help these people, these villagers in these undeveloped countries. Logue is part of Pfizer's Global Health Fellows program. So Pfizer has set up this program to send their employees out to volunteer and help people.
Right, it's a special program, a program that has been designed just for this purpose, to go out and help people around the world. We see that word global again, just meaning worldwide. These are, and when we see this word fellows, we're talking about people who have a common goal in mind.
That's right. They're united in a relationship with others for the common goal or a common purpose. And so Sandra Logue has gone to this country. She went to this country under this program. Well, Pfizer, the world's largest drug company, established this program in 2003. So it's been going on for quite some time. And I'm finding, as I research and read this, that it's very effective.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And it tells us that every year Pfizer sends 20 to 30 of their staff members to volunteer in developing countries. Not in developed countries, but in developing countries. What's the difference?
Okay, a developed country is a country that has a high standard of living, and you measure those things through health care. You measure them through the economy, how good of an education people can receive. There are all these indicators that help measure a country as to whether it's developed or not. We think of industrialized countries as developed countries. Well, there's a lot of countries in this world that are undeveloped. They're not industrialized. The level of health care is low. The level of education is low. And that's where Pfizer is sending its volunteers.
Okay. And it says the volunteers contribute their knowledge to help solve health problems worldwide. Notice here they contribute. Now, a lot of times when we talk about contributing, we talk about giving money. But in this case, they're giving knowledge. They contribute their knowledge. They give it away. They share it with people who don't have that knowledge.
Right. And when you contribute something, it's a little different than the word give, because contributing means you're giving a part for the common purpose. You're giving something for a purpose. And the purpose is helping people with their health problems.
Okay, well, there's more to learn yet today. We hope you'll stay with us. Join us now, though, as we go to the chat room and visit Ken and Rachel.
Hello, and welcome to the chat room. Today we learn how Pfizer, the world's largest drug company, helps those who live in developing countries.
So are developing countries the same as third world countries?
Yes, to some respect. But the term third world is seldom used nowadays. Third world was used quite a lot during the Cold War, referring to countries that were not part of either the first world, which is made up of the wealthy Western countries, or the second world, or communist countries. Later, the term became associated with poor African countries. But third world is not used much anymore because it's considered outdated and even offensive.
Third world, 第三世界这个字眼现在已经很少人在用了。在冷战的时期有所谓的 first world, 第一世界的西方国家和 second world, 第二世界的共产国家而所有以外的国家就叫做 third world. 但自从苏联瓦解以后这些字眼也就很少在用了。So what would be the opposite of developing countries?
Developed countries. A developed country is one that has a high standard of living. Developed countries are also called industrialized countries.
What about Western countries? Aren't they the same as developed countries?
Well, Western countries are, by and large, developed countries. But Western countries, as the term suggests, are those in the Western Hemisphere. So while countries like Japan, Singapore, and South Korea are developed,they are not considered Western countries because they're located in the Eastern Hemisphere.
Develop 是开发 ,developing 是开发中的而已开发的国家就用过去式 developed country. 已开发的国家也可以叫做 industrialized country, 就是工业化国家。
Time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
or false, Bill Gates is a top moneymaker. He is also a top money giver. True or false, Bill Gates is a top moneymaker. He is also a top money giver. True. Very, very true. Bill Gates and his wife Melinda are the world's largest international donors. Who else would give away $3 billion U.S. dollars?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We've been learning about companies with a heart, and we're discovering that there are some companies out there that do want to make a difference in the world. They want to use their money, their power, to help others.
That's right. There are companies out there doing more than just making money. One such company is Pfizer. They're the world's largest drug company, and they're helping people around the world through their Global Health Fellows program. Let's learn more about Pfizer on Line 15.
Companies with a heart. As a drug and research company, Pfizer also donates their medical products to developing countries. For example, Pfizer medicine is helping cure people with trachoma in poor countries. Trachoma is a disease that leads to blindness. Medicine donated by Pfizer has treated over 10 million people with the disease. In Morocco, trachoma has almost been completely cured in children. Pfizer's annual giving totals hundreds of millions of dollars for various health causes worldwide. As a result, Pfizer has received much media recognition for its generosity.
Okay, well, let's begin. It says, as a drug and research company, Pfizer also donates their medical products to developing countries. Now, first of all, we learned that they send 20 to 30 employees a year to help pass on their knowledge to other people. But now we're finding that they also donate their medical products and other supplies.
Okay, to donate means to present as a gift to a charity or to a cause. And so Pfizer is donating millions and millions of dollars worth of medicine to people around the world to help them.
Okay, so when we talk about donating, it's very similar to contribute, but usually when you donate something, it can be money, it can be time, you're giving it freely. When you contribute something, you may get something in return, but you're trying to pass something on that will benefit others.
Okay, you can donate a lot of things, as you said, Vicki. You can donate used clothes. You can donate your car if you want to get rid of it. You can donate that as
okay.
well.
Okay. You can donate yours.
Okay. You can donate computers, use computers or cell phones. You can donate anything. Well, Pfizer is donating medicine, and this medicine is helping cure people with trachoma in poor countries. Trachoma is a terrible disease that leads to blindness.
That's right. It's an eye disease that leads to blindness. And this really is something that is happening all over the world, especially in these developing countries, poor countries. A lot of people will get this disease. They don't have the proper treatment or care, and they will eventually go blind.
Okay, one thing that makes this disease so terrible is that it's contagious, and it spreads easily from one person to another, affecting millions and millions of people. Well, Pfizer has donated medicine to help defeat this trachoma, and there's progress being made because of it.
So we see here now that medicine that was donated by Pfizer has treated over 10 million people with this disease, which is powerful when you think about that. 10 million people.
That is great. Well, in Morocco, which is a country in North Africa, trachoma has almost been completely cured in children. And that's great news. Pfizer has had a lot to do with that, too.
That's right. Companies like Pfizer, others who have donated the monies and the drugs and maybe the healthcare workers have helped to get rid of this problem in this area.
Okay, when we see that word cured there, we can almost say wiped out. Mm-hmm. If it's totally cured, we can say wiped out. And that's the goal of Pfizer and other drug companies.
Well, as we go on into the next paragraph, it says Pfizer's annual giving totals hundreds of millions of dollars for various health causes worldwide. So they're doing something all over the world, not just in this one area, but they're doing things all over the world. So they've spent or given a lot of money, even in one year. Notice it says annual giving totals hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's a lot of money. And they're doing that for various health causes, as you said, Vicki, not just for trachoma, but I also understand that Pfizer is very, very involved in helping fight AIDS around the world, too. So these are the causes, and a cause is a goal served with a lot of dedication and zeal.
Right, there's a certain goal. When you think about someone's cause, they have a specific goal or something that they want to see accomplished. And so there are various health causes that they support worldwide.
Okay, let's take a closer look at this word cause now in today's word skit.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like to give some money to a very good cause?
And what is your good cause, sir?
Well, it's to help homeless people.
Help homeless people?
Yes.
Now that's a good cause. I'm happy to help.
Thank you for giving, sir. Thank you very much. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Would you like to give money to a very good cause?
What is your cause?
Well, it's to provide education for poor people.
Oh, education. That is a good cause. Let me write you a check. Here's $100.
Thank you for giving, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Please give some money to a very good cause.
Well, what is your cause?
It's to feed hungry dogs.
Feed hungry dogs? Did you hear that, Boo-Boo? That's a great cause. Here, take all the change in my pocket.
Thank you for giving, sir. Thank you.
That's a great cause. Boo-Boo.
Hey, I've been watching you, and every time you collect money, you say it's for a different cause.
Well, I get more money that way.
Huh. Well, maybe you'd like to give money to my good cause.
What is your cause?
It's to keep you out of jail. And if you don't give, I'm calling the police.
Oh, well, that is a good cause.
Here, thanks.
Okay, again, a cause is an interest or a goal that a person or a group might have. It can also be an idea or a principle that somebody really believes in, so they will fight for that cause. Well, there are many causes around the world that are good causes.
They are, and Pfizer is behind a lot of those causes to help fight disease. Pfizer has spent millions and millions of dollars. As a result, Pfizer has received much media attention or recognition for its generosity.
And I think this happens a lot of times. If a company or even an individual in business gives a lot of money, donates a lot of time or money, then eventually maybe the media will pick up on that and they will receive more recognition.
I think that's good for business to see that a company is generous, the company is unselfish, willing to share its resources. That's good for business. It has good publicity, or makes good publicity for the company, which in turn increases its sales later on.
That's true, but I hope that they're not motivated by that. That's not their only goal. I hope that they do it out of a genuine concern to help others.
I do too, Vicki, but whatever their motive, people are being helped. It is true that some companies would spend millions of dollars to help people like this as a form of advertisement. And instead of spending millions of dollars in advertising, they would just pour money into helping people through these outreach programs. But again, people are being helped, and that's the good news.
That is the good news. Well, students, it's time for us to review our lesson. We'll be getting some language tips from Michelle and then review our word bank, and then we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, 大家好，我是Michelle。 首先我们看fellow这个名词。 Fellow 在这里是指同伴或朋友，例如 George is one of the fellows Larry exercises with. George 是 Larry 运动的同伴之一。 Fellow 也是指属于某个正式机构或学术单位中的成员。例如 ,Ralph is a fellow of the Royal Academy. Ralph 是皇家学会的会员。接下来我们看的是 developing country 这个名词。developing 是 develop, 发展这个动词的现在分词。所以 developing country 是指发展中的国家或者是开发中的国家，特别是在非洲、拉丁美洲或者是亚洲一些比较需要协助的国家。所以如果是过去分词 developed country 是指已开发国家。最后我们看 donate 这个动词， donate 是指捐赠或奉献。例如 many people donated money, food and clothes for the hurricane victims， 许多人捐赠金钱、食物或衣服给飓风的受灾户，或者是 Jack donates blood regularly， Jack 会定期的捐血。 Donate 的名字是字尾去掉 E 加上 I-O-N 变成 donation。 例如 I would like to make a small donation to the school， 我想要捐一点点钱给学校。 And my dear fellas, let's go to the word bank
Healthcare. Many people are sick in this country. The government needs to improve its standard of healthcare. Fellow. As a fellow at Washington University, Professor Smith taught classes there for 1 year. Developing country. Countries like Kenya and Rwanda are considered developing countries. Donate.Many people donated money for a new hospital in our town. Trachoma. Many people in poor countries lose their sight because of trachoma. Cause. The soldiers in this war think they're fighting for a worthy cause.
Companies with a heart. Pfizer. In September 2003, Sandra Logue left her job in Seattle for 5 months to volunteer in Uganda. There, she trained nurses in women and children's healthcare. Some of those nurses were the only healthcare worker in their villages. Logue was part of Pfizer's Global Health Fellows program. Pfizer, the world's largest drug company,established the program in 2003. Every year, Pfizer sends 20 to 30 of their staff members to volunteer in developing countries. The volunteers contribute their knowledge to help solve health problems worldwide. As a drug and research company, Pfizer also donates their medical products to developing countries. For example, Pfizer medicine is helping cure people with trachoma in poor countries.Trachoma is a disease that leads to blindness. Medicine donated by Pfizer has treated over 10 million people with the disease. In Morocco, trachoma has almost been completely cured in children. Pfizer's annual giving totals hundreds of millions of dollars for various health causes worldwide. As a result, Pfizer has received much media recognition for its generosity.
Well, Vicky, I don't know about the 1960s or 1970s, but it seems there are more and more companies involving themselves in humanitarian projects around the world. Would you agree with that?
Well, I don't know for sure, Steve, but it seems that way. Perhaps the world is getting smaller in many ways. People can travel all over the world today, and it's more affordable.I think also people have more information. They know about some of these problems that exist and what some of the needs are.
Well, that's true. You could say the world is getting smaller. It is easier to travel, and information comes to us so quickly we can know what's going on the other side of the world instantaneously.
That's right. And I think even governments are more willing to work together now to help meet some of these needs, especially some of these big needs in some of these countries and developing countries. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye, students. We've taken a look at two companies. There's one more yet to take a look at, The Body Shop. We hope you'll join us next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.